priority for us. As you may remember, we have
Before
a beautiful campus.
Before we leave that slide, I think we ought to congratulate John on the base tan he developed over
the years. I agree. That's right. Well, as you know, we have a beautiful campus, 746 acres. Nearly 400 of them are not yet developed. Of course, we like the income from that farmland, and if you remember last year, I mentioned it was valuable Drummer Flanagan soil. It's a little dry right now. I walked into one of the cornfields and picked an ear a few days ago, and I was pleased to see that it's making ears, so there will be a crop. But we'd rather have a few more buildings on some of that line. We certainly have room to grow. So to summarize, my three main priorities are to grow our enrollment, to recruit and retain top faculty, and to provide the excellent facilities that students need, expect, and deserve. Well, back to what we're all about. I think there's no better way to embody the University of Illinois Springfield than to show you a picture of our distinguished Lincoln Scholar, Dr. Michael Burlingame, the gentleman who knows more about Abraham Lincoln than any other living person. And if you haven't met Dr. Burlingame, I need to arrange for you to do so. With distinguished faculty like Professor Burlingame, and the next slide, please, with great students like the young women that you see here who led our women's softball team to their first ever NCAA tournament, while at the same time maintaining a higher team GPA than the rest of our student body. And of course, if we focus on the important priorities I've mentioned today, and with your continued support, which I appreciate and which is so very important to us, I'm very, very confident that we are going to achieve that goal to be a premier university campus and one that you will be proud to have as part of the University of Illinois. So thank you, and I'd be pleased to respond to any questions before we move on into our joint presentation.
First, let me say thank you, Susan. That's an incredibly comprehensive report. You know, it's clear that even a small institution can have great aspirations, and we're delighted that you're pushing us to have those for UIS. Are there any other comments? Okay.
Should we move on?
Yes, we can move on. Bob, were you going to tee up any of the collaboration discussion or anything further that you wanted to add on that?
I think that at this point, probably not, unless you, one of the things that I'm delighted by is the opportunity that we have to build strengths across the three campuses. And the three chancellors and I are now meeting on a monthly basis, and I see that as a forum where we can, at our level, have conversations about how we can't create, in some sense, the collaborations. Those come from the faculty who find joint interest, but it's our role to build the bridges, to build the opportunities for them to come to know each other and to develop those opportunities. I think it's particularly critical in areas of funding where strengths on one campus can amplify the strengths on another campus and make us much more competitive than we would be individually. If the chancellors would like to add something.
Well, thank you, Bob. I'm going to just continue right on then, and each of us is going to have some comments about university-wide priorities. We really appreciate this opportunity to talk about university-wide priorities with all of you and the ways that all three University of Illinois campuses are collaborating and can collaborate to better fulfill the mission and vision of the University of Illinois. As we've prepared this segment, our discussions have been enriching and informative, and we're looking forward to more collaboration in the coming months and years. We know well that we can learn from each other and that we are far stronger together than we are separately. So we're very pleased to have had an opportunity to work together on this presentation. I'm going to talk about a couple of topics, and then I'm going to hand it off to Paula, and she'll be handing it off to Phyllis. So I'm just going to talk very, very briefly about two issues. One is access to excellence, and the other is student success, and give you a few examples. In the areas of access to excellence, I want to talk just very quickly about online learning, financial aid, the President's Award Program, and scholarships. You've already heard me talk about online learning, and my colleagues have as well. We did want to tell you that representatives of all three